everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, on today's podcast, I want to share with you a little story about me and a webinar that went to shit. So, if you've been playing along, if you have been paying attention, we have been launching HDX. HDX is the Human Design Experience, and it's my membership, and it is absolutely one of our babies at the moment. For the last few months, we have been working hard behind the scenes to upgrade content, to do all the work towards this launch, to build slide decks, to get clear on, Facebook ads, marketing strategies, all of it. Like, we've invested so much time and energy, me and my entire team, Mel and Taylor and I. And last Monday at 9 a.m. at Sydney time, we were set to go. And everything felt so like it's so easy. It's all in line. Even to the point where we're currently in Western Australia at the moment, so we're 3 hours behind, so it was 6 a.m. here. The kids got up. Justin got up. Justin helped me set everything up. The kids were super happy. Everyone went to the beach, like, at, 5:30 in the morning. And it's light here in WA, so it's not weird that they're at the beach at 5:30. Anyway, so everything was just flowing beautifully, and we felt so organized, so prepared, exactly what I had on my manifest list. I'd got it. It was there. Sweet. Amazing. Then, almost at exactly the same moment that I went live on this webinar, I felt sick. Sick as a dog. I couldn't work out if I was going to be sick or have to run to the toilet. So I get into this webinar and I start presenting, and I'm a freaking trooper, so I'm like, it's all good, just keep going, you'll be fine, it'll pass. But I notice my mind starts to spin out of control. Oh my God, what if I throw up? Or what if I have to run to the toilet? I can't just stop this. There's like over 100 people on this. And I'm starting to sort of, my mind is so distracted. But I just keep going. This is one thing I've learned as an entrepreneur. Just stay in the room. Just stay in the room and keep going. So I do. I am so distracted with my stomach that I have to, every now and then I'm like, oh, can you just give me a minute? I'm blowing out candles in the background. I'm putting out incense. I'm doing everything I can to try to bring myself back into my body because I've shot into my head. There's definitely anxiety in my body because I'm like, oh my God, I need this to stop. I even noticed thinking patterns from back in the day when I did panic attacks. And this wasn't a panic attack. It was anxiety, but I noticed these thinking patterns. But I just kept going. Now, it got to a point where, I was really distracted. I couldn't get to any of my notes. I was actually working off a slide deck that was new to me. It was a format that I've used but tweaked in the past, but so I wasn't that familiar with the slide deck. I'd missed all my important points about money and human design. And it gets to this, like, maybe, I'm going to say 3/4 of the way through the webinar, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do it. And gratefully, I'm like, Taylor, can you just take some questions? I'm so sorry. In full disclosure, I have to go to the toilet. So off I go. Taylor jumps in, she answers questions, some amazing humans, Nicole and Bronwyn, jump in to talk about their experience in HDX. So, my people and the universe are taking care of me. I come back, I jump back in, I definitely feel more myself, but I just have this looming, oh my goodness, you missed the important things and you weren't fully present. You weren't you. But I kept going and I just stayed in the room and I got to the end. And, you know, like people signed up and the fast acting bonuses were all taken and, you know, it all ticked over. However, once I got off the call, I got straight onto my team meeting and I was like flat as a tack. And I just said straight out to Taylor, was that as bad as it felt? I was so distracted. I missed all of the points I wanted to teach. And then I just felt really clunky. And Taylor was like, oh, no, it was fine. But honestly, I know you, so I knew that there was something not right. You weren't fully you. Now, this is important because I want all entrepreneurs to know that this shit happens to all of us, yeah? It happens all the time. Now, the next piece is what's really important. I want you to know that I always stay in the room. I just keep going. You know, the fears that were running through my head was like, oh my God, I can't stop this webinar. I can't walk away. What am I going to do? I just have to keep going. Where my ego was also screaming like, stuff it, just run away, just stop it, just run away, which is a very old thinking of mine. And it's definitely my shadow. You know, it's that shadow. It's actually the shadow of my motivation. Like I just want to run away and hide, but I didn't. I stayed in the room. The next thing that was really cool though, in the debrief, I noticed straight away being a defined emotional solar plexus person, I was so flat, like just in a slump. However, all these years of staying in the room, working on my shadow, talking to myself as my best friend, healing all of my stuff, investing in my supercomputer as in my mindset, investing in my physical, emotional, and spiritual body, aligning to my human design, there was no self-criticism. This was the thing that was amazing for me. I literally was like, well, I did the very best I could do. I absolutely did the very best I could do. So that part was cool. The other thing was that I had unconsciously attributed some massive expectations to that webinar. I hadn't, you know, we kind of had goals, but we hadn't even really spoken too much about the goals. I didn't think I had massive expectations, but oh my God, those expectations hit me between the eyes. Okay. So again, like I'm managing that letdown of expectation because I didn't do the best I could do. And when I'm on. You know, like I know that I'm a great teacher. I know that things can go really well. And, you know, I know that teaching and running workshops or running classes is my sweet spot. This is what I'm good at. So I really felt flat. First thing, really proud of myself because the self-criticism was mute. There was none. So went to the beach, had a swim, shook it off, all of the good things. But it was really, I've got to be honest, I felt really flat. I felt really like I'd let myself down. I'd let the team down. But I was in this emotional low. So I just had to stay there. I had to let it process and just be kind to myself. 24 hours later, everything shifted and changed. All of a sudden, because I didn't act on anything, I didn't do anything. Like at the moment, I wanted to jump straight onto Instagram Live or I wanted to record a podcast straight away and tell my poor story. And I just knew that it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be the right thing to do. And as an emotional being in business, one thing I've learned is you must sleep on it. Like you really have to just slow down and don't let anyone else, including yourself, apply pressure to take action when, you know, in the moment or in a reactionary state. You have to sleep on it. 24 hours later, I'm like, right, what we're going to do is we're going to add a bonus live class. We're going to put it Monday week. So it's Monday the 18th at 9 a.m. Sydney time. Every single human who already registered for the first webinar is going to get a link to this one. and we're going to just get on it. And I'm going to teach the money stuff because for me, I've spent decades on money. And it wasn't until I came to human design that it flipped, and it flipped fast for me. So I wanted to teach all that. But unfortunately, because of my stomach, I just was so distracted and I never got there. I was too busy focusing on trying to get through the model of the webinar than actually the teaching, and too focused on my tummy. So anyway, all of a sudden I'm like, yes, this is what we're going to do. We already have the emails. We can send it out to them. This is going to be fine. It's all going to be great. I'm going to get to teach the thing that I want to teach. Now, what actually happened next was I had a pre-booked Facebook Live. I get on the Facebook Live because I do them Q&A sessions. I do the Q&A sessions every couple of weeks in my free Facebook group. I also do them in HDX as well. And I jump on and there's loads of people on there. I think there was like 20 or 30 people on there, and there's just questions flying at me. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm on. And I remember having that feeling like, oh, back on the horse, Emma, back on the horse. Again, as an entrepreneur, you just have to get back on the horse. You just have to turn up again because things can change so freaking quickly. Anyway, we had this amazing Q&A session. It ends up going for an hour. It's meant to be half an hour. And again, we have more brilliant teaching content that we can send out to all of these people, to all the people. And if this is you, like if you're one of these people that signed up to the webinar, please, please, please hang in there. Come to this last class on Monday because it's going to be a game changer. But really the story for all of this is for you entrepreneurs out there or anyone, like the key to success is really like be in the room, turn up, be prepared to pivot, face fears, all those things that you hear. But when you do it in alignment to your design, you know, miracles can happen. I don't know what's going to come from this, but one thing I have learned is that every time I face something really challenging, something amazing comes from it. Amazing comes from it. So that's what I want you all to invest in. I want you all to succeed. I want you all to keep turning up. And I certainly don't want you to think that some of us have it and some of us don't. If I can do this, if I can create a high six-figure business that's going to be a seven-figure business in the next 18 months, so can you. It's just this ability to keep moving forward, to trust your design, to experiment and discover what's true for you. Like stop listening to everyone else who's telling you their cookie cutter, bullshit, type, profile. If you're this, then you're that. This is who you are. You know, in my Facebook Live, I went on a massive rant about the question was, if I'm a line six, is it true that I can't succeed until later in life? No, it's not true. So for me, I want all of you to be empowered by human design. I want you to learn how to live in alignment with who you are. I want you to stop listening to everyone else. One of the greatest lessons I have learned from the webinar audio is I used a slide deck from an expert, a marketing and sales expert, and I just knew that it didn't feel right. It did not feel right for me, but I did it anyway because this person is the expert and I've had so much success running his models. So much success. But this time it just didn't feel right. So learning to trust my design, that time I didn't listen. I didn't listen to my gut. But waiting for the emotional wave, I listened to my gut. My inspiration came in. I got things to respond to. Things worked out. So yeah, I just really wanted to share that little story with you just to let you know, believe in you. Keep turning up. Discover what is true for you in regards to everything, but specifically your human design. Because when you run the experiment and you can trust it, You can navigate through big challenges and they will become great lessons and they will become great success. So hang in there. And for all of you who have hung in there through the webinar, this story, and you still want to really know about how to get paid and earn what you're worth through human design, then come join me. Come join me on Monday, 9 a.m. Sydney time, for a class that I'm going to teach my way, that is going to support you. Now, if you weren't initially registered for the first webinar, then just go to the show notes, get the replay, and you'll go into the email sequence to make sure that you get access to that webinar on Monday. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining, and I truly wish you all the greatest success, and self-love, acceptance, and trust that we all deserve. You all deserve. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.